1:15 and verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall come to pass to you. Look at this scripture in the light of what we've had before us already tonight. Well, Ashley was just speaking about what is sure and what is certain. We have in this verse is two ifs. If ye abide in me, and if my words abide in you, there's a certain consequence. It says, you shall ask what you will, and it shall come to pass to you. You often read scriptures like this and maybe just pass over them. But it's a question to us as to our prayers, what we ask, and are they answered? And if not, perhaps, why not? The Lord says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall come to pass to you. Well, the Lord Jesus, the man here, knew what it was to have his prayers answered. Speaking, he said that to his Father, thou always hearest me. He was conscious of his prayers being heard and answered. It's a challenge to us, I believe, as to whether we pray like this, as to whether we know as to our prayers being answered. Well, we've heard much about abiding tonight, and just this simple, we've heard this scripture referred to already. The Lord says, if ye abide in me, as we've read in already, and tonight, so if ye abide in me, we abide in him, he abides in us. Very precious, these things. The Lord also says that he will come and abide with us, and his Father also will come and abide with us. Wonderful things, that is, to appreciate. The idea of abiding is where a person lives. The Lord Jesus took those two disciples, didn't he? They said to him, where abidest thou? And they went and followed him, and he says, come and see. They went and abode with him that day. Now, it must have been a wonderful day in the lives of those two disciples to spend a day in the presence of the Lord. I don't think what occupied them was the house that he lived in or the surroundings. I think what would have occupied them was the fact that here was a man who had the atmosphere of heaven about him. He lived, as we know, by the hymn writer says, thou abidest in the bosom of the Father. Now he was conscious of that in his life here, the Lord Jesus. What's a challenge to us then, isn't it, to where we live, where we abide? You know, do we spend our lives here in this world, occupied in this world and absorbed by it? Well, you know, is there something, what a challenge this is, of the atmosphere of heaven about our lives? What a test that is, isn't it, to what there is about our lives? Well, the Lord Jesus, you know, the atmosphere of heaven with him. And so he says, if ye abide in me, if we abide in him, if we abide in his presence, and then if my words abide in you, we've already been reminded of that in the scripture tonight, that which is from the beginning, the Lord's words are found in the scriptures, and to it would come to us in living ministry. And I think, you know, if you're going to hear someone speak, you need to be near enough to hear them. Well, that goes along then to, doesn't it, with abiding in him. If you abide in him, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall come to pass to you. Well, it's an interesting thought, isn't it? We often wonder what we should ask, but I think if we're abiding in the Lord, and his words abide in us, what we ask will most certainly be suitable, and will most certainly be what is for his glory and for him. It's not that we should be asking for things for ourselves and was for us in our lives here. That's not the object here at all. It says, if we are to be occupied with the Lord and in his presence, what we ask will be in relation to his glory and will certainly be in accord with his will. So I may just be encouraged. I just thought this brought together the two thoughts that we've had tonight. And there's a certainty about the believer, a certainty about his prayers, if he's living in this atmosphere abiding in the Lord. Mm. And I'd be encouraged for his name's sake.
Amen.